This is Jonathan Cahn. 232 years ago, in the first ever presidential inauguration, the nation's first president addressed a jubilant multitude and a nation that was united in shared values and a common hope in America's future. In that first ever presidential address, George Washington gave the newborn nation a prophetic warning. He said this: "The propitious smiles of heaven cannot be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself has ordained." In other words, if America followed the ways of God, his eternal rules of order and right, the blessings of God would remain upon it. But if America should ever depart from the ways of God, then his blessings would be removed from the land. And now, January 20th, 2021, another presidential inauguration takes place, and the nation's capital city, named after that first president, has become a military zone. For the first time in American history, a presidential inauguration is devoid of people. Instead of a jubilant crowd, 25,000 American troops stand guard over the National Mall, in which flags stand in for the missing people. And barbed wire surrounds the halls of American government. There is no war. There is no overt threat from beyond its borders. Rather, the threat comes from within. Division infects the land, as does a plague that has kept its citizens masked and locked in their houses, as the nation's functioning has been in large part paralyzed. For months, America's cities have seen protests and riots and doors and windows shuttered and buildings set on fire. And the nation's most revered edifice of government, the Capitol building, taken over by an angry mob, with the nation's leaders fleeing for safety. And so the prophetic warning that was given on that day of that first inauguration, the smiles of heaven, are being removed from the land. And so the question must be asked: have we then disregarded the eternal rules of order and right that heaven has ordained?